man. I gotta stop drinking soda, Tyler.
Well, this isn't soda, Sam.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking Olipop.
I have never heard of that in my entire life.
You've never heard of Olipop?
Mm-mm.
Olipop is a new type of soda. Instead of unhealthy additives and hard-to-pronounce chemicals, each can is packed with 9 grams of fiber, just 35 calories, and between 2 to 5 grams of sugar. Olipop is formulated with a proprietary formula of plant-based prebiotics that are scientifically proven to bolster digestive health.
You're joking.
Not joking. You can save 15% on your order with using our code, which is HERDSODA, which is H-E-R-D-S-O-D-A, at drinkolipop.com.
What are y'all waiting for?
Click the link down below and save 15% on your order at drinkolipop.com.
Welcome back to Have You Heard About Animals? Welcome back to Have You Heard About Animal?
Welcome back to Have You Heard About
Animals? No. He keeps trying to pull one over on me, and it's just not going to Marty McFly.
Bilby's edition.
Listen, I just have to say, almost the entire list of animals this season, I have no idea what they are.
I did that on purpose. I just wanted the most obscure animals on the list.
I want to do rats, and you keep pushing it back.
How about we do rats for the next episode after this?
Well, I have to do rat research.
Why didn't you think of this?
Because I didn't think you'd say yes. Bilbies are marsupials. That's right. They got pouches.
They do have pouches. Do you want to know what a group of bilbies are called? It's called an unlove.
An unlove. You're joking. There's no way.
Nope. Not joking.
So bilbies and bandicoots are very similar. I did find that out. They kept referring to bandicoots. I'm like, hold on. Are you trying to tell me Crash is a bilby? These animals are native to Australia, which I kind of want to know why all these marsupials specifically live there.
Because that's like their homeland, I guess. This is also Australia's Easter bunny, technically.
Oh, man.
But also, this is what a bilby sounds like. Sounds like a bilby. No, but bilbies are quite...
When I first looked at the pictures, I had no idea how big or small they were. But I'm reading they're about the size of a bunny.
Yeah, they're about the size of a bunny. And like I said, they're like Australia's Easter bunny, technically. It's pretty interesting. These guys are like a cross between a bunny, a rat, and a shrew. If you look at it, you guys can look it up. It's B-I-L-B-Y. They're also known as Macrotis, which is M-A-C-R-O-T-I-S. They have two different names. It's referred to its scientific name, but anyways.
These guys have terrible eyesight, but a good sense of smell and a great hearing.
You want to know something cute, though?
Tell me.
Australia sells chocolate Easter bilbies.
All right. I'm going to need one of those if it's white chocolate.
And they also go... The profits go to bilby protection and research.
Okay, cute. If we have any Australian fans listening, you should mail us some.
We do have quite a few Australian listeners. So this is also one of Australia's oldest animals, which is 15 million years.
Oh, my Lord.
They, honestly, there's not much, like, I looked up bilbies. There's not a lot of information on these guys.
No, there aren't.
They like fruit. They like bugs.
Okay, I have some cool information, though.
Okay, go for it.
So, they're tunnel builders, right? They spend a lot of time in their tunnels. They like their tunnels.
Yes.
But, because of this, the pouches on the females face backwards so that they don't get dirt in their pouches. I don't really understand how that would look. I don't really want to look it up, but I thought that was pretty cool.
I mean, that makes sense to me. I guess over evolution, it's just to prevent the child from dying.
Suffocating.
Yeah, I mean, also, since we're on that, gestation for bilbies are only 12 to 14 days, which is one of the shortest among mammals.
That is so small. Or short, sorry. That is so short. 14 days, 2 weeks.
Yep. And
that's on the long end.
And like we said, they are derived from bandicoots, which came about 20 million years ago.
So bandicoots came first?
Yes.
Wow. All right, Crash. Old man. I think it's time for good news.
Have you heard the good news? With Tyler and Sam.
SpaceX has created one of the strongest rockets ever created in mankind history. And why that is a good thing is, you know, space exploration is a huge thing and it should be funded and whatnot. And it should, because, you know, it benefits mankind. And it's reusable rockets, and that's why I like SpaceX. For just SpaceX, you don't have to like the person that does it, but SpaceX has created reusable rockets so they don't have to keep using resources over and over to create new rockets. So that's pretty cool, because eventually they are going to build stuff on the moon for, like, you know, use. So
fine, I will say that's the one thing that I like about SpaceX.
That is a great thing.
Reusable rockets.
And it's also going to help NASA get funded again, which is also a great thing.
What a world.
Well, back to the show.
I really only have one more fact about these guys, and it's that they can live up to 6 years.
That's it?
Yeah. That's like both captive and wild. They're just kind of rising of hamsters, truthfully.
Yeah. On top of that, yeah, I really don't know any more things about bilbies. They're nocturnal. I'll give you that. They're nocturnal.
They are not endangered. They're not endangered.
Nope, they're not endangered. Interesting. So bilbies actually were forced to live in the desert by predators and human population. So animals forced them to live in the desert because they forced them out of there, but they're highly adaptive, so they just adapted to the desert land, which is incredible, because usually animals don't do that.
And that's why they're one of the oldest living creatures.
Yeah, and apparently they're, like we said, they're very good at burrowing. They can do 10 feet long burrows and 7 feet deep in the ground. That's pretty far.
Yeah, it is. It's how they stay cool in the hot Australian sun.
Also, I just looked up the Bilby Easter Egg Bunny chocolate, and it's adorable as crap.
Aww. Aww.
But that's all I have on bilbies, if you want to look them all up.
That's awful.
This is the end of episode 62? Yeah, 62 of season 7.
Bye.
Have You Heard About Animals is an educational podcast where we teach the importance of animals and human relationships. Sam and I have worked hard to create something that everyone can enjoy. So with that, please leave us a 5-star review, a review, and what you think about the podcast. Have You Heard About Animals was created by Sam Splash and Tyler. All music is copyrighted by Have You Heard About Animals and Sam Splash Records. Artwork is copyrighted by Have You Heard About Animals and Sin Elric. Editing was done by Hugo.